95.7 WZID. It's New Hampshire in the morning. Neil and Marga, as you know, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Pinky promise.
And once again, we've teamed up with CMC, the Breast Care Center, to just present some interesting topics to talk about during the month of October and remind you that you should have your mammograms done and all of that.
Please get your screening every year.
Joining us in studio now, we have Michelle and Wendy. Now, Michelle, you are the practice manager at CMC.
I am.
And boy, it must be a very busy place over there managing because a lot goes into that.
Absolutely does.
So take us a little bit through what goes on. What's a typical day for you at CMC? How does that all work?
Well, for me, it depends on the day. Mm-hmm. But for the team, it's like a well-oiled machine. Mm-hmm. The team really takes a whole team approach. Mm-hmm. From the clerical team up front, welcoming the patient. They're pleasing and helpful. Mm-hmm. And they really want to make either the screening appointment or maybe a stressful appointment. Mm-hmm. They want to make it as stress-free and enjoyable as possible.
Yeah.
Our technologist, they have a wealth of knowledge. They're very skilled. They have years of experience from 5 to 40+ years.
Wow.
They're very thorough, skilled. We have radiologists on staff, so they're patient advocates, really. We have the nurse clinical team. They know patients by name.
Right.
They really want to help. They give you their office, desk line, personal emails, not personal emails, but
yeah.
Office emails. And they're there for you every step of the way.
It's true. When you walk in, Neil, you just feel that environment right away. Just from the very beginning at the first desk until you make your way through into the changing area. And you can, I've observed all of you talking with each other. There's very good communication there. And the patient doesn't feel like they're a number. Mm. You really feel like everybody is cared about truly in each unique way.
Yeah. And thank you for that because we really strive for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't want you to come in and feel like you're a number. We really want you to feel like a person.
Or just uncomfortable, I would have to imagine. Because first of all, it's an uncomfortable thing that you're going through, mm-hmm. having, your screening.
It's a little squishy.
Yeah, well,
a little bad.
Exactly. So, I mean, from the get-go, when you walk through the door, it's that way. And what else do you want to talk about at CMC Breast Care Center?
The Bridge of Hope is what we have going on right now. And the Bridge of Hope is our Pink Ribbon Promise. And what that is we're adding pink ribbons to our sky bridge over at the hospital. We have a name or a saying in every ribbon for survivors, for fighters, in honor of people who didn't survive this mm-hmm. terrible disease. Our goal for the survivors and the fighters is to feel the overwhelming of support if they walk over this bridge. Mm-hmm. And it's also a goal to, as a reminder, to get your yearly mammogram.
Yeah.
You know, to early detection starting at age 40 is really where it's at.
Mm-hmm. And Wendy is with us too, and you are the imaging supervisor.
I am.
But also a breast cancer survivor.
I am.
Wow. So congratulations on that. I'm sure it was a long road to get there.
You.
So this really must be something, this bridge she was just talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very passionate to me. I also have a family member. My mother had breast cancer in her 50s and then again in her 70s. So it's definitely hits home to me, this Bridge of Hope. I have a ribbon on the bridge. My sister has a ribbon on the bridge. So it definitely means a lot mm-hmm. to have.
Now, were you doing imaging before?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that must have been something
at a different facility,
but still to see that and all of a sudden, holy moly.
Yeah, I've been doing this imaging since 1988.
Wow.
I bet you get a lot of questions too. I always have lots of questions too, because the images are not a usual picture that mm-hmm. the average person would understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like when patients are asking you questions so you can show them what you're looking at?
Yes. So when I do a mammogram on somebody, I will show them the difference between a 2D and a 3D mammogram. My tumor was seen on a 3D only. I had mammograms every year from 35 to 52, 51, I think. And it was only seen in a 3D slice. So I tried to show them the difference and how important, and the new technology, how it detects better than a standard 2D.
Yeah,
study,
for especially so. If you have dense breast tissue.
Right.
The layers are so different.
Right, right. Yep, the millimeter slices, and you can see through, kind of like a loaf of bread, you can see through the different layers. Something will come into view, then something will come out, and then the next thing. So it's high detection, and it's very important to get the 3D.
I remember when 3D came out and you guys had it at CMC Breast Care Center, and how excited you were to have that technology and what a difference it makes.
Yeah, it does. It's amazing because, you know, the 2D is great and that's what we had, and you found cancers that way. But again, like the dense tissue, the reason why the dense tissue is such a topic of conversation is because, and why we want every woman to know what their density is because dense tissue is white on imaging. Cancer is dense. It's white on imaging. So that's why it hides in that tissue. So,
and, you know, through every step of the way, when you get that diagnosis right on through at CMC Breast Care Center, you're there for the patient.
Yeah, we are there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for 100%.
Sure. Yeah. No one fights alone in our office.
I like that. No one fights alone. Michelle, anything else you want to add to our conversation here about your wonderful staff that you have there?
I mean, for us, we have a new provider in our office, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, you know, Dr. Ryan had handpicked her. If anybody, you know, was made for our team, it was her. They complement each other well, and you know, they're a dynamic duo team, and they treat the whole patient for sure.
And as far as, I just wanted to ask you one more question about imaging. So if you do detect something, mm-hmm. you also have other equipment in the office, state-of-the-art equipment that has been very important to you. And Dr. Ryan alluded to it as well.
Yes. So we have breast ultrasound there as well. We also do a contrast enhanced mammogram, which is you have an injection of contrast like a CT, and then you do a mammogram, and there's software in the machine that will highlight vascular things and dull out the dense tissue so that you can find cancers that way. For women that maybe can't have MRI, they may have something like that. There's also the, you know, breast ultrasound screenings. So some women with dense tissue, they'll have an ABIS, which is the screening breast ultrasound. And that's also some way to help find detection if you're, you know, somebody that has a lot of dense tissue and has a hard time.
I just think it's good. It's comforting to know that when you go in there, that it's not just, it's one-stop shopping, so to speak. You go in and you've got everything that you
and
need right there.
And different avenues if you need to have something else. It's not just mammo. And, you know, and ultrasound, because a lot of breast centers will have mammography and ultrasound. We actually have the ABIS and we have contrast, and nobody does that, you know, in the area. So I think if you want a contrast, you have to go to Boston.
Right. Yeah. I think about that. Yeah. That would not be too good if all of a sudden I have something. Now I have to wait and I got to figure out, I got to go somewhere else. Wait a minute here. So that's nice.
We can do everything.
That's what I meant about the comforting. It's right there.
So great. Yeah. Well, and that is just, let this be a reminder. This is why we're doing this. CMC Breast Care Center, get that mammogram. If you haven't done it in a while, I know we talked about the pandemic. People put it off. And, you know, it's time. And you're doing your pinky promises and all that stuff.
Yeah,
for sure.
Wendy, Michelle, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about CMC. What a wonderful place it is.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.